Today's shiur is Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach. We will begin by Ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, he chavita the chamer, there was a barrel of wine. The shtakel lebarzum, its spigot from which the wine is poured out, was taken away. And because it was taken away, the wine started spilling out. And the guy, and if a kachavim saw what's happening here, also if a kachavim, a nachri came, idri, he jumped in nich yod alei, and he put his finger on top of that leak to prevent the wine from pouring out. The Tosfos points out that the discussion in our Gemara is specifically about the case that we speaking about, where the Nochri put his hand by the hole. And the question is, what is the status of the wine? But had the Nochri, says Tosfos, stuck his finger into the barrel of wine, then all of the wine would become usur. The Rashba is not completely confident that that should be the halacha, because we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem the halacha later in our shir, that v'noga tful yoim, where somebody was tamei, touched the wine, and still the wine did not become usur. So the Rashba is not sure that even if he would have put his finger directly into the wine, would the wine become usur. The Rashbam quotes Rashi that if the Nachri put the spigot back in, or he took it out, then the halacha would be that the wine would become usur. Because he says it's just impossible to do something like that, to put in or take out the spigot without touching the actual wine, and that would mean that the Nachri touched the wine. Of course, that would make the wine usur. Amra Papa. Papa, so now we have this question, where the Nachri put his hand by the leak to prevent more wine from coming out. What is the halacha? He didn't put his hand into the wine. Amar Papa, Sir Papa says, call the had the barza. Any wine that's right next to that leak, right next to the hole, chamra asur. That wine is asur. And of course, the Rishonim here, as we've had in the Gemara and many other situations in this perek, differentiate, as we know, the real stam yenom is also not just b'achila, may not be consumed, but it's also b'hanah. One can't have any benefit from it. So what will be the halacha with this wine, with the Nochri put his hand by that hole? The Rashi's opinion is that since the Nochri did not do any act of shichshuch, of shaking the wine, since the Nachri did not do any act of shishuch, the wine will be asr b'shtiyah, but not asr b'hanah. The Rosh and the Ravid disagree. The Rosh says that in this case, the wine would even be asr b'hanah, because when there's a hole, well, this hole was formed, so without the Nachri having put his hand there, his finger there, then the wine would have certainly spilled out. The fact that the Nachri prevented the wine from spilling out makes it as if he actually touched the wine. So not a question. So therefore the halach is that it's also b'hanah. The question that the Rosh asks is that we've had a concept and we'll have the concept. If the Nachri is busy, and it's clear that he's not involved in Avodah Zarah at this point, then it's not usur. So here too, the Nachri is busy trying to save the wine from pouring out. So why should we have any concern that there was Avodah Zarah and make it usur b'hanah? So the Ravid answers that we have to explain that we're speaking here in a situation that the Nachri was not the only person there who could have saved the wine. The Yisraelim that were there, there were Jews there who could have saved the wine. So it isn't considered such a serious situation, and therefore the Nachri doesn't feel the pressure that that would prevent him from thinking about Avodah Zarah at that time. The many Rishonim say it doesn't make a difference. As long as the Nachri is preoccupied, it should be mutter. So he says, so another teretz that the Rosh suggests is that since the Nachri kept his hand, his finger, over that hole for such a quite a while, says, so they explain, if the Nachri is clearly involved with doing something else, not only is he involved with doing something else, but it's not something that he's doing for a very long time, so there we have room for leniency. Here, where it was for such a short amount of time, for such a long amount of time, we're worried that while he had his hand there for that entire duration, he started thinking about Avodah Zarah. Vidach, and the rest of the wine that's in the barrel, that's not right by the hole that the Nachri covered up, Shari could even be consumed, because it's not considered connected to that wine that's Asur. Vikadamri, and there's another version of what Rapapa said, says the Gemara, Amra Papa, Ad HaBarzel, all the wine that's above the hole is Asur, even Bishtiya, because it would have all, anything above the hole would eventually have come out, leaked out by the hole. So all the wine that's above it has the same status. Vidach, but the rest of the wine in the barrel, Shari, his opinion is that it's mutter even Bahano. Again, here, the Rishonim have the same debate. When the Gemara says Osir and Shari, so some Rishonim say Osir means it's Osir, Bishtiya, Mutter, Bahano, and the Idach, the rest of the wine, with the Gemara says Shari, is Mutter, even Bahano. And the other Rishonim that say that no, all the wine is certainly Osir, Bahano. And when the Gemara says here, Chamra, Osir, it means it's Osir, even Bishtiya, and that the rest of the wine is not also b'shtiyah, but mutter b'hanah. I'm Rabbi Yoimer, and Rabbi Yoimer says that this discussion that we just actually had is really connected to Machlokes Tanoim. The Mishnah Masechta Tefil Yoim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin says, Chavis, if you have a barrel that has in it truma wine, should nakva, that there's a hole there, Mipia, the halacha is whether if the hole is on the top of it, top of the barrel, bein mishalem, it's on the bottom of the barrel, bein mitzidah, it's on the side of the barrel, v'nagabat tfilyoim, and somebody who's tamei, because a tfilyoim is a person who was tamei and had to go to the mikveh, that the halacha tells us that such an individual is still tamei until he has hair of shemesh. He's still tamei until that night. V'nagabat tfilyoim, and somebody who's a tfilyoim touched it. The halach is a truma tmeya. The entire, all the context, a tamei. And again, here we have to understand that we're talking about truma. And by truma, the halach is that we have to make sure that truma may not become tamei, but if it was chulin, we would not be concerned. When the hole is on top, because if the hole is on top, the Rishonim point out it's not the exact same as we would have had in our Gemara. If the hole's on top, nothing's going to leak out. So the Rishonim explain that if the tumah is on top, everything below it is considered as one. And therefore, since everything that's under it is considered connected to it, that's why it's tumah. Rudaimer, Mipia Mishalah, what's on the top, as we just explained. Shalah, what's on the bottom, most understandable. If the leak is on the bottom of the barrel, everything would have come out. The halacha is that Tahira. Ma'ikan and Mikan, what's on the two sides, Mitzidah, so what's on the top and the bottom is Tameya, because it's all one. Mitzidah, Tahira, Mikan and Mikan, the wine that's on the sides of the hole is, the Aloch is that the sides are not considered connected to all the wine connected to it, which is the opinion of Rapapa, because Rapapa said, there's Ad Chabra, Barzel, what's by the barrel is Asur, everything else and that. And the Chumam disagree, and they consider that everything in the barrel is considered connected, and since everything in the bottom in the barrel is considered connected, we'll all have the same din. Same din. Amra Papa, continues the Gemara, if a Nachri poured out wine from a barrel, Yisrael Akuba, and the Yisrael is holding, the Nachri is pouring the wine, and the Yisrael is holding a pitcher into which the wine is being poured. Chamra Asr, the wine is Asr. My Tama, what's the reason that the wine is Asr? Because everything that gets into the pitcher where the wine is being served from, is going to be served from, Mikayach Avi Kacham Kasi, is coming because the Nachri poured it. So according to this understanding, that this would be like wine that a Nachri poured. And Rashi explains that when you have, as we've learned in our previous year, that the Gemara said, Lech, Lech, Amrim Nazira, we do everything to prevent a Nachri from touching wine. And therefore, in this case, since the Nachri poured the wine will be Asr. It'll be Asr not only B'shtir, but it'll be Asr B'hanah as well. The Ritva says that it's not Asr B'hanah, because when are we concerned about that? As we said a few minutes ago, when the Nachri could have done something. Here, the Nachri was preoccupied with pouring the wine into the pitcher. And since the Nachri is preoccupied with pouring the wine into the pitcher, it's only Asr B'hanah. The Ravid, and there's a big Machlokes Rishonim, every Rishon has a different opinion of this. The question that other Rishonim asks, that we learned at the beginning of our Suyas, that Nitzach Chibur, that the flow of a liquid makes it be considered all connected. So why is that not considered here a situation of Nitzach Chibur? And the answer is that even we have to explain, the Gemara explained those Rishonim, that the Nachri could never have accomplished what he did without the Yisrael's participation. And since the Nachri needs the Yisrael's participation, that's why the halacha is that it's not the same as if the Nachri just poured the wine. There are other Rishonim that say that since the Nachri has to make sure to pour the wine properly into the pitcher that the Yisrael is holding, that could maybe be understood as an act of shichshuch, of shaking the wine, that we've learned so many times makes the word Asr. But now, says the Gemara, what about the reverse situation? Yisrael Adonah, the Jew is pouring it out of the big picture, the big barrel, Kuba, and the Nachri is holding the pitcher. Here, Chamer Shari, the halacha is that this wine may be consumed. Because since it's all emanating from the Yisrael, and the Nachri is on the bottom, just holding the pitcher, that's not considered the Nachri came really in contact with the wine. However, says the Gemara, if the Nachri is not just standing there holding the pitcher, but the Nachri is making sure that the wine from the barrel properly reaches the pitcher, so then the halacha is that the wine is aser, even b'shtia. So there's many different pshatim, how to understand what happened. The simplest pshat is like we learned. The Nachri took such an active participation And that's why it's usur. Other Rishonim explain that the barrel, the pitcher into which the wine is being poured has a lot of wine in it. And under normal circumstances, it's going to be hard to get the wine into it. That's why the Nachri is considered a active participant. A simple pshat is that because it's not simple to get the wine into the pitcher, because it's not so simple to get the wine in the pitcher, that's why we have to be concerned that the Nachri is doing just more than just standing there. Amar Papa. Hayav Kachavim the Darizika, the Anachri that's carrying a flask of wine, because of Yisrael Achurei, and Yisrael is walking behind him. And Yisrael that is walking behind him sees that the Nachri is not actually touching the wine. So it looks like this. Malya, if the flask that he's carrying is full, shari, delay makarkish, because if the wine in this flask is full, as we keep on saying, that the big concern by a nachri with wine is shikshuk, that is shaking the wine. Here we need not be concerned that it's shaking the wine, because there's no way for the wine to be shaken, the flask is full. And therefore, chesera, if the flask is not full, usur. Now the wine will be usur b'shtia, because we have to be concerned about the shikshuk. And here too, there's a machlokes rishonim. What does the Gemara mean here when it says osur? Does it mean osur b'achila or osur b'hanah as well? And it goes back to what we discussed earlier. The Nachri, the Yisrael walking behind the Nachri, clearly sees that all the Nachri is interested in doing here is just transporting the wine. So is that enough not to prevent it from Issa B'Hanah? Or since he's walking and the wine's being shaken, we always have to be concerned, Dilma Makarkesh, maybe he's moving, the shaking the wine on behalf of Adazara, it's Issa B'Hanah. Kuba, but we just learned, says the Gemara, was by a flask. What's going to be if somebody's carrying a pitcher? Malia. So here the Gemara says just the reverse. If the pitcher is full, then it's osur, because double naga. Because we have to be concerned that since the pitcher is full, and the Nachri puts his hand on the top of the pitcher, he may touch the wine that's in the pitcher. Chaseira, because the wine reaches the top of the pitcher. But when the pitcher is not full all the way, so we don't have to be concerned that the Nachri touch the actual wine. And therefore, since he didn't touch the actual wine, the halacha is that it's more lenient. The Rishonim have an interesting discussion here. Does it make a difference how he is transporting the wine? As we know, in those days, it was quite common that when something was transported, they put it on the head and carried that way. And if that's the case here, that it was carried not in the normal way, that things were carried in the hand, and therefore the concern that he maybe put his hand on top of it and put his hand into the wine is much less significant. And therefore, in such a situation, the Rishonim debate, will the din of the Gemara, that the Gemara is taking under certain circumstances, a stricter opinion, and less strict opinion would be applicable. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Amar, Zika, if we have a flask of wine, Bein Balya Bein Chasera, whether it's full or not, Shari, Mai Tama, Shein Derech Nichsel B'Kach. The Gemara introduces a new consideration, that since this is not the way Nisach is done, Tosfos explains that they didn't do Nisach out of this type of a keli. The Ramban explains that since when they had a flask, the difference here is that this flask is closed on the top. When we know it's always closed on the top, That's why it's not considered a situation of nisach. And as I saw, the Rashba explains that when you, and this is a fundamental halacha in wine, that when the flask is cut completely closed, so there's not a problem of stam yenim. Says the Gemara, matzer zera. There was the pit that they didn't crush the grapes there by touching them. The way the grapes were crushed was by putting a beam on top of the grapes and crushing them. Rapapa said that wine is mutter. Ravashivi tamer ravsimi ba'asha asur. They said that the wine is asur. And the Gemara delves into this. It says in Rabbi, when it's not because of the act of the nachri that the wine gets crushed, that means if the wine got crushed because of the energy of the nachri, that means the nachri stood on top of the beam, simplest pshat, that the nachri stood on top of the beam and that caused the beam to go down on the wine and crush the grapes. Says Marakuli like Pligid Asr, everybody will agree that wine is Asr. Keep Pligi, the machlokes that we're going to have is B'koyach Kaifai. It wasn't directly because of his energy. The Nachri, for example, caused the wheel to go round and round. He turned the wheel, and by turning the wheel, that caused that the beam should go on the grapes. How does the halacha look at that? Rapapi is going to say that's not problematic. Rav Simi Barashi are of the opinion that it's Asur. Ikadamri, but then there's a different version. B'koyach koychei, if it wasn't directly because of the Yisrael, Kula Amal Pligi the Shari, everybody will agree that it's Mutter. Ki Pligi, B'koychei, when it was, not koych koychei. The one man says that koychei, the halacha is considered as a direct act of the nachri, and the other one says not. Says the Gemara, have uvda. The Gemara says there was such a story, b'koyach koychei, that the grapes got crushed because the koyach koychei of the nachri. And says the Gemara, v'osar of Yaakov and Nahar Pekoyed, Yaakov from Nahar Pekoyed said that wine should not be consumed. Hu chavita, there was a barrel of wine, difka, that got split, says the Gemara. If it got split l'orka to the length where the pitch is standing, and the crack was from the top to the bottom of the pitcher, so under normal circumstances that would cause that the two sides would just separate. Idri, whoever, so the nachri was standing there, and the nachri saw what's happening. So Idri, whoever the chavim, the nachri jumped. Chafka, and he put his hands around that barrel of wine. And what he accomplished by putting his hands around the barrel of wine, he prevented the wine from spilling out any further. Shari Rafim Bapapa, Rafim Bapapa said, Vitame Rav Huna, Red Rav Shul, Zvuni Lov Dikachavim. They said that wine is somewhat mutter. It's not mutter b'shtia, but it's mutter b'hanob. Because, as the Rishonim explained, going back to something that we spoke, says the Rishonim Rashi at the beginning of the parak, this is Maga Aidei Dava Acher, the Nachri not directly touching the wine. Shloi Mekavani, he had no intention of touching the wine. His intention was just to prevent the wine from pouring out. And therefore, this is a reason why it's Os B'Shtia Muta Banob. The Tor says, however, this is only a situation where there was no Yisrael present that he could have saved the wine. But if there's no Yisrael present, then the halacha is that the Nachri, so why, if there's Yisrael present, the Yisrael should have saved the wine. The Nachri jumping to save the wine is somewhat an indication that the Nachri wanted to get his hands on this wine to use it for avodah zarah, and therefore it's asur. The halacha is that this halacha applies by something, by a pitcher, by a barrel, that is said, that's made out of cheres. And when the Nachri hugs it, so to speak, that's when he is, if he touched all the wine. The if it was a wood barrel that was made out of planks of wood, many Rishonim say that the halacha might be different. So again, this barrel of wine split in its from top to bottom. Adria of the Kachavim, and a Nachri jumped and Chavtga, he hugged the barrel to prevent the wine from spilling out. Shaira Papa Vitamir Rafuna Bred Shula Zvuni loved the Kachavim, it's Mutaba Noah and Osa Bishtia. Says the Gemara Hanimili, the Pakalarka, as we've been explaining, that it burst from top to bottom. But if it burst Lepusya, around that somewhere in the middle, I feel b'shtiyah shari, my tama, because all the Nachri did was just put his hand on top to keep the top and the bottom connected, and that's not considered as if the Nachri did anything with the wine itself. And since it's not considered as if the Nachri did anything itself, that's why the halacha is that's not considered an act of negia. And some Rishonim say it's not a significant an act. Other Rishonim I saw have a simpler approach to this Gemara. Their approach is that in the case where it split in the length, so of course in such a situation, unless the Nachri is going to hug the wine is going to pour out. It's going to start spilling out. Here, if you would have left it alone, just don't touch it, nothing would happen to the wine, and that's why the Nachri's act is not considered that significant. There was a Nachri that was found in the wine press of Yisrael. There was no significant amount of wine there. Amar Ravashi, so Ravashi says, if there's a much wine in the wine press, which is tefech letefiach, it's so much liquid that when somebody touches it, it'll cause that whatever he that his hand will also become wet, and that if he'll touch with that wet hand something else, that will become wet. Hatefech amnas latfiach by atacham. Then we have to, and the Nachri, we need to be concerned. Touch that wine, we have to kasha that. We have to kasha that gas or by nigav, and we have to dry it to make sure that everything is fine. If you lie, but if there isn't that serious amount of wine in this barrel, so that it's not so even if the Nachri touched it, it's not considered as if he did anything serious. And since it didn't consider anything serious, Badoch Baal Masagli, just wiping out the barrel would be enough. Says the Mishnah. If a Nachri is found in the home of a Yisrael next to the wine pit, and we don't know if the Nachri did or did not touch the wine. The Miri explains that we're speaking about a place that the Yisrael, it's the Yisrael's home, the Yisrael's wine press, and that's why even if other people walk in, they don't touch other people's things. Moreover, the Rashba and the Miri say that even if that when we say that he's standing there, it doesn't mean if he's standing right next to the wine. If he's when it's usher, even if he's just in the room, it's going to be usher, and when it's mutter, it's going to be mutter, even if he's standing right next to the wine. So even though they say the Mishnah uses the word betzad habar, it doesn't mean that he's exactly standing right next, where he's standing right next to the wine. So the halacha is as follows, says the Mishnah. Im yesh loy malva lov, if the Yisrael owes the Nachri wine, owes the Nachri money, therefore the wine will be usher. Because the Nachri's attitude is that since the Yisrael owes him money, so even though the Nachri is aware that by him touching the wine, he's not supposed to touch the wine, it can make the wine usher, but he feels a level of ownership of the wine. And therefore I saw that. So the question here is a question of attitude. Does the Nachri consider this wine his, or does the Nachri not consider the wine his? And I saw that the Rishonim do make a differentiation. Some Rishonim, does it make a difference if the wine is worth more than the amount of the loan or not? It says, in only if the wine is worth less than the amount, only if the wine is equal or less than the amount of the loan, the Nachri feels ownership of the wine. But if the wine is much more valuable than the loan, so the Nachri says, yes, the Yisrael owes me money, but this wine is worth more than that whole amount. Eloi melvalov, but clearly in a case where the Yisrael does not owe the Nachri money, so therefore the Nachri is concerned to touch the wine. He knows that he's not allowed to touch the wine. He knows he has no claim to say that he has a right to touch the wine. If the Yisrael will catch him, the Yisrael will say, why and how are you touching my wine? And therefore the wine is mutter. Next case. Nafal abar. If a Nachri fell into a pit full of wine, Vala, and he came out from that pit, Mada Bekana, and if a Nachri put into the barrel, to the wine pit, a stick that he wanted to measure how much wine is in that. This is like a measuring stick. So it's not considered that he's actually touching the wine. Therefore, hittis as a tzira, if there was a bee or whatever floating on top of the wine, and he took a stick to push it away, if he's touching wine that is hot and has foam on top of it, and what they used to do is in order to get the foam to subside, he puts his hands on top of that foam, and that causes the foam to subside. These were different situations. The Chazal had these questions. Vamrun, they said that the wine should be sold. This goes back, as we've learned throughout our shurim, that this is mutaba anah and also b'shtiya. Rav Shimon says that in these cases, it's even mutar b'shtiya, because it's clear from all the stories that we just discussed that the Nachri had no intention of doing nisach, or it's considered negiya yidei dover acher. And when you have all of those situations, Rav Shimon is mekel. Notel as achavis. If the Nachri picked up a barrel of wine, v'zarak b'chamosoi lebor, and he was so angry for whatever reason, the simple shot that I saw is that the Nachri wanted to drink from the wine and take from the wine, and the Yisrael told him, we're not allowed to touch that wine. And his anger, he picked up the whole barrel and threw it into the bar. Says the Mishnah Zariya Maisa, such a situation came to the Chachamim, the Chshir, that the Maisa's Rika is not considered an act of Nagiya that will make the wine awesome. Amishmul, so the Mishnah said that if Nachri is standing next to the wine, the Mishnah says, if the Nachri has a milva Yisrael, then the wine is awesome. So Shmuel limits the halacha. And he says that the Nachri has a mortgage on that wine. And since the Nachri has, so to speak, a mortgage on that wine, he considers himself, as we explained in the Mishnah, very connected to the wine. And since he considers himself so very connected to the wine, that's why he feels comfortable in touching the wine. Under other circumstances, where he doesn't feel so very connected to the wine, therefore he's scared to touch the wine, and the wine won't be asr. Says the Gemara, Amar Vashi, Masnisin Dam Nami Deka. This approach, we learned, the Mishnah teaches us this approach. The Tanah we learned in the Mishnah Matara, the Mishnah we're going to learn in our coming shir. Hamatara Yenishalav Tukhavim. A Yisrael was pressing the grapes of a Nachri to make wine of it, out of it, in order to sell it to Yisrael. And he didn't yet pay the Nachri. Nasan b'shusai, if the Yisrael left the wine under the in the property possession of the Nachri, v'alo kaisav lo, and the Nachri wrote to the Yisrael, Heskabalti muchamayis, I view the situation that as if I was paid. So even though he wasn't actually paid yet, but the Nachri wrote that to the Yisrael, the fact that the Nachri wrote that type of a statement to the Yisrael, mutter, then the Nachri doesn't consider himself connected to the wine. Avol miyitza, Yisrael Aitziyai, if the Yisrael wants to take the wine out, ve'ein menichat sheyitalei ma'asov, the Yisrael wants to take the wine out of the Nachri's warehouse, but the Nachri does not allow him to take it out of the warehouse until he actually gets paid. Says the Gemara Zayah Maisa Beit Shan, such a story happened in Beit Shan. Vasu, they said that the Nachri feels very connected to this wine. He doesn't let the Yisrael touch it until he's paid up. If that's the case, then the Nachri doesn't feel reluctant to touch the wine, and the wine is awesome. What do we see from here? Tamadei Menichai, that what was the reason for concern is because the Nachri did not let the Yisrael take out the wine. Hamnichai, had he let him take out the wine, Shari. Shmamina, Malva Loisa Yayin Binan, that if the Nachri is connected to that particular wine, that's where we have a problem, otherwise Shmamina. Nafalabar, if the Nachri fell into a pit full of wine, Volani exits, the Chum say that it's Mutbana. Omra Papa, to which Rapapa comments, Loishana Elisha Ola Mace. When they extracted him, he was dead. So that's why it's not considered an act of Nagiyah. Aval Allah Chai, if the Nachri came out alive, Asur. My Tama, what's the difference? Amar Papa, the Dami Alei Kiyoim Edom. If the Nachri was able to come out of the pit of wine that he fell into, so we had a concept going back to the beginning of the Masechta. When the Nachri feels that he has an obligation to show thanks to his God, that's a time of Avodah Zarah. If this person is able to get out alive, says the Gemara, that's a reason to be concerned that the Nachri in this situation was looking to give praise to his God and use the wine as was constantly was used for that purpose, and that's why the wine is asur. I did see a little different pshat in this Gemara, that it makes a difference on which day that such a story happened. If this happened on a day that's their holiday, we have to be more machmer. If it happened on a day that's not their holiday, we can be more lenient. Says the Mishnah, Mother Dabakana, we learned in the Mishnah that if he used a measuring stick, Kol Ha'elah Yemaisa, there was such a story, Vamer Yemacher, Tanakama said it's mutabana nachi osa bishtiya, Rashim matam. Amar Adabar Hova, Yenuchla Reb Shimon brachas al roshay. Reb Shimon should be blessed. Shimater matafil bishtiya. When he's lenient, he's even allowing the wine to be consumed. Kshoyser, oisa fil bano, when he says it's osa bano. And the way the Rishayim explained, as we go back to the beginning of the Sugyas, why do we find the Chazal was so machmer on Stam Yainam? Because Chazal were concerned that Mishum B'nai Sehem, that will become connected to them. So the halacha is, when is there a concern? And what Rav Shimon is teaching us is that only in a case where it was touched in a normal fashion, that could come to more interaction with them. If they didn't touch it in a normal fashion, there's no reason to be concerned that it's going to lead to interaction. Amar Chibrei, the Abba Ban Nachmeni, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav. Vamalei, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Ziri. Haloch Kerv Shimon, that the loch is that in such circumstances, the wine may even be consumed. Ikad Amri, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Abba Bachanan, Hach Amar Ziri, Haloch Kerv Shimon. It says the Gemara, that ain't Haloch Kerv Shimon, because as we've been learning throughout our sugyas, when a Nachri touches wine, halach is very strict. Not l'chavis v'zaka, Mechamasai, Labar, if the Nachri was so upset and he picked up and threw the wine into the wine pit, Zaya Maisa, the Mishnah said that this question came to the Chacham v'Chashiru. Amar Ravashi, Kol Shabazov Tamei. The halacha is that a Zav is considered a very serious level Tuma. A Zav is considered Ava Tuma. And if a Zav came in contact with another person or with Kalim, they become a Rishon Tuma. If the Zav push something, the halacha is they become Tamei. If a Zav threw something on a person or on a Keli, the halacha is that those people don't become Tamei, because the barrel that he picked up becomes Rishon L'Tumma, and Rishon L'Tumma cannot make Adam V'Kalim Tamei. So again, Amar Ravashi, Kol Shebazav Tamei, any situation that a Zav would have the ability to make something Tar Tamei, the halacha is, if a Nachri came in contact with wine under such circumstances, the wine would become Yayin Nesach. But any case that we just gave examples, where it's not considered as if the Zav came in contact with that Adam, with that person, or that Keli, and therefore it's Tar, but if it was dealing with Avik Chavim, Ein Oysi Yayin Nesach, the wine won't become Yayin Nesach. Ask the Gemara, Eisvei, Rafun Laravashi, from the Bryce that says, not los a chavis of a nachri took a barrel of wine. Vizar b'chamas labor, and he threw it into a wine pit. Zayi ma'is of Beit Shan, this was such story happened in Beit Shan, and the Mishnah said, v'chshiroi, that the halach is that we could drink the wine. But it doesn't it say b'chamas in, only because he was angry, and therefore since he was angry, we say that he had no avodah zara intention. But if it was not under such circumstances, that so he didn't directly touch the wine would be asur. Says the Gemara, Hasam, because when you throw such a barrel of wine into the wine pit, what happens is that we have to be concerned that maybe he touched the wine itself. But when we have no concern that the Nachri touched the wine itself, we can be more lenient.